shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 12th of January, 2022, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And National Day?
National Pharmacist Day.
Oh. Ooh.
Is that like your neighborhood pharmacist or one that really works in a pharmacy?
Yeah, I think it's the kind in a store.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's nice. You need to say thank you when you go and pick up your prescriptions. We have a really, I really like our pharmacist. We have a very special pharmacist that is from, you know, was born as an immigrant. And came from another country, of course. And I'll never forget going into, well, I'll just say where it is, Rite Aid on Eureka. And this particular gentleman was had a complete big banner and American flags. And I walked in and I said, wow, thank you. And he proceeded to say, I will never forget. I mean, this guy did not have to do this. He said, you know, I mean, I didn't even ask corporate permission because I'm doing this.
And this is for what, 4th of July?
No, it was at 9/11.
Oh, okay.
And on 9/11. Right. And he proceeded to talk about how he was in South Africa when this happened. And he was somewhere having a picnic with his wife. And just the unfolding of what happened, because that did affect, we talked about America, it was on American soil, but it did affect the world, because in the World Trade Centers, everyone around the world somehow was affected through a lineage of somebody that had was there that day. So anyway, that's the pharmacist story, and he, you know, again, the immigrants that come here that truly want to be here are great Americans, and that's what I have to say about that. Okay, 38 degrees in the downtown studios.
That was from Forrest Gump.
Yep, that's what I got to say about that.
Yep.
Becoming sunny today with a high of 65. Partly cloudy tonight with overnight lows of 41. Thursday calls for a high of 65 and overnight lows of 44. Friday calls for 69. And Saturday, sunny with a high of 65. And Sunday, sunny with a high of 63. What a beautiful week. It's a great time to take a walk. You know, I went outside today. It's interesting. With just a turtleneck and a little, like a shawl. And this weather's beautiful. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Well, you are just chipper this morning, as you usually
are.
Well,
like I said, you get ready. It's showtime.
Well, yeah, but. Yeah, but. Anyway.
Do you have any pharmacy stories? National Pharmacy Day?
No, I have no
pharmacist.
I have no pharmacist. Well, I know a pharmacist that was that worked in the in one of our hospitals and was injured. That's the only one I know. But she seemed extremely competent.
Yes.
And I would never worry about her being, you know, because she used to be like the emergency on-call pharmacist, you know, and she had her own crash cart.
Yes.
With all the pharmaceuticals that she needed for special things that she would be racing through the hospital
so
with.
When
I had no idea that's the way they, you know,
right.
They did it. But they had to be there in the emergency room. There was, you know, an intensive care unit because there were pharmaceuticals that needed to be kept on the, you know, kept close.
Well, imagine if there's like, you know, God forbid, like say some kind of traumatic incident, a car accident or a fire or something like that, and people are wheeled in. I mean, you've got your nurses and your doctors that are, you know, of course, I mean, when in the movies and television we see the gurney running down and people are saying 2 cc's or 5, whatever it is, of this and that. But where is that stuff coming from? That is what this woman did, is ran alongside to give like, oh, you need this? Okay, boom. You need that? Okay, boom. You need, oh, we needed that? Okay, boom. I mean, I don't think these nurses and doctors are running around with the shots and the whatever the pharmaceutical things that they're asking for in their pockets. That's interesting, isn't it? That's a niche thing that we don't think about.
One of the things, one of the problems we're having with the rapid spread of COVID once again is a lack of testing kits. And I heard a very interesting story this morning that the problem with it isn't the fact that test kits are hard to make. In fact, U.S. companies are making them by the tens of thousands, and but where are they going to? They're going to Europe. Why? Because they can't get them through the FDA. And they said, here was the thing. Here was a company that was putting in, you know, they had a testing kit. They invested millions. So they sent an email to the FDA. FDA comes back a month later and says, send us a letter. So they, then they send them a letter. And then it comes back weeks later. Put it on a thumb drive or a CD. You know, the whole thing. So the FDA is put the testing kits, according to this report, on the back burner, and yet they are making them. They're making them by the, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, and shipping them over to Europe. And guess how much they're charging? They're on the shelves in Europe right now for $3.50. Home testing kits, because the FDA can't get out of its own way to do this now. And when they did the warp speed with the vaccine, they took all the bureaucracy, you know, send this. So, okay, send another one. Okay, send another one. And they did away with that. If testing kits, and it seems like testing kits is a big problem getting them, then why hasn't President Biden looked over at the FDA and said, I mean, if you get a testing kit, it's not like, you know, the home ones that tell you, then you have to go get, you know, you check another one, but at least you've got them out there, or, you know, they can come through there. Again, they are not a vaccine. They're just seeing if you've got it. And so, yeah, it's remarkable. And he said, there's no, we've got companies right here producing them. We can't get them on the American grocery shelves, but we sure as heck can ship them to Europe, because they checked them and they say, okay, they're fine. But it hasn't made its way through the FDA maze of bureaucracy.
So
I find that just, you know, if this is something that people need, because, you know, it's we talk about all these testing places, but now you're running into problems with the number of tests that are available. We heard that yesterday from, you know, from Shasta Regional Medical Center.
That's right.
So,
five things you need to know today coming up after the break.
This portion of the show.
And guess what the number one information is about? Are we sick of hearing about it? But it's present. It's all around
us.
So this is going to be the latest that's coming out of, you know, kind of national news.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone may be joining us this morning. I didn't hear from Nikki, but then I didn't send something out on Monday like I usually do to everybody. Cornerstone Community Bank, though, I mean, it's so easy to say nice things about Cornerstone Community Bank, things that are true. 15 years, they had their 15-year celebration. One. Two, they've been helping people move their dreams forward since the day they opened. They are a big backer of the downtown construction. K2 loves working with Cornerstone Community Bank. We have our funds there, and we love working with Cornerstone Community Bank. Three branches, and one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right downtown Reading, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, of course, the new branch opening in Anderson. Can't wait to see that one either. All right, that's Cornerstone Community Bank. Community Bank, that's what it is. We'll be right back.
Once again, Recently, Supervisor Modi claimed he helped crack down on illegal cannabis, but it was Modi's actions 6 years ago that dismembered Shasta County's marijuana eradication team. Now over 7,000 organized grows have invaded Shasta County with devastating effects. Even the Mexican drug cartel finds it easier to grow in Shasta County than in their own country. If you want a safe and secure Shasta County, vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Wind River Resort and Casino with Primal Fighting Championship presents Fight Night. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 15th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. This intense action-packed event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-UIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets. Great entertainment is happening with cage fighting at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 15th. Tickets start at $35 plus fee. Must be 21 to attend.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
In the last month, Supervisor Modi used our tax dollars to give substantial raises to county department heads, many of which had received raises just 6 months ago. Modi claims the county is currently low on funds, and yet without batting an eye, he willingly raised salaries to individuals who are already grossly overpaid. Don't allow Modi to continue to waste our money. Vote yes to recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
All right, Carl's doing the sprinkler dance. All right. You know, when you watch about... when you see wedding videos, you kind
Jared
of like...
just made my day for me.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, it's a Wednesday, and he made my day for me.
I challenge you, Jared, our producer, to look for some really weird music this morning. It's Wednesday, hump day. So let's play some weird, I don't care if it's grunge, just find some stuff this morning that we don't hear often. I don't want to be walking on sunshine. We want some different stuff. So that is your challenge today, my friend.
That's not a challenge for Jared. Jared has a million songs.
He's eclectic
taste. Million songs.
I want to hear eclectic
fingertips.
Music. Yes. All right, five things you need to know. Do you want to hear about this?
Well, you know what? I'd be foolish not to.
Well, I just always, I know you like to, I'll throw something out and you elaborate on it. So, these are two, the five things you need to know. I like to look this up, but this is according to CNN. Now, I can go to different, websites, world headlines, five things you need to know by other people. And it basically will cover some of the same things, but, you know, kind of along the same, they'll grab, world headlines.
Are you going to do it?
Don't put your foot out and trip me. Some grocery store shelves across the U.S. are wiped clean as pandemic and supply chain just distributions present new setbacks for supermarkets. Now, I've looked already on five different sites. Same thing. While the empty shelves may be worrisome, stores say stop panic buying because it only worsens the situation.
Okay. Let me address this, in my opinion.
Thank you, Master.
In my opinion, we do have a supply side shortage. However,
say that again.
We do have a supply side shortage.
Okay.
However, we make it worse by panic buying,
like the toilet paper situation.
You remember how we went back through toilet paper and paper towels, and you know, if you lived in Hawaii, the rumor would be there's no tuna fish, and sure enough, there was no tuna fish 2 hours later because everybody in the islands would buy tuna fish. But the point is, we do have these, and I saw a comment on Facebook the other day, and Facebook has kind of started like recovering from its craziness from the last year.
From its meanness?
The meanness. And, I mean, you know, you say, gosh, you know what? What a nice day it is. And well, that's because you're a white nationalist. Excuse me? I mean, there's still a little bit on there.
Not funny.
They had, like, people from all over the United States were saying things. Yeah, I couldn't get this. You know, these things were happening. These things were happening. These things. We talk about, I mean, we haven't heard lately how many ships are backed up. Maybe they're all been unloaded. I don't think so. But it's not the top of the news as bad as it used to be right before Christmas.
We still have things.
We still have things
that
are out
I hear
there.
On a daily basis.
Or the prices have, you know,
right.
The inflation is higher than it has been in over 40 years. So even if it's coming in, the cost of things are doubling for a lot of people.
I have heard from some of, you know, your daily products that you may use. Just, you know, let's say it's a makeup or a specific thing that you like to use in your life. I mean, as a woman, whatever, or man. And you're hearing that it's delayed in shipping. It's delayed in shipping. I hear this every single day. Now, Terry, if you're listening, thank you for the joke on the toilet paper, which we have wrapped and it's in a funny case. It's in our bathroom that they gave us at Christmas, and it was really funny because that was not a joke, but a true incident. And there were some people who were making toilet paper earrings and everything. Like, what did the last couple years represent to you? Okay, number one on the list. In the five things that you need to know today, coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci defended the Biden administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic during a contentious Senate hearing yesterday as scrutiny grows over the spike in hospitalizations. The first thing I read was, can you imagine the fire that would be going on if all this was happening under the Trump administration? That's the first thing that went to my mind, is that we're dealing with this, we're trying to deal with this, but it would all be called the Trump pandemic, this pandemic, because he was such a buffoon, according to people, that there's no way that this can happen. But this is what's going on right now. Testing challenges and frustration over messaging. In separate comments, the nation's leading infectious disease experts said the highly transmissible Omicron variant will likely, quotations, find just about everybody, quotation. But those who have been vaccinated and boosted will do, quotation, reasonably well, quotation.
Well, let's talk about this just for a second. Now, Omicron, which seems to be infecting a lot of people, much less deadly. Much less chance of you going to the hospital. I mean, this is out of vaccinated and unvaccinated people. So, you know, thank goodness for that, because that could mean is that we'll have this herd immunity by accident. So,
according to this data, at least one in five eligible Americans, or roughly 65 million people, are not vaccinated against the COVID-19. But his comments follow a dire prediction from the World Health Organization that more than half of Europe could catch COVID-19 in 2 months. Now, I have some friends that just went on an Italian cruise, and they decided, we're going. We're going to go. And these are health professionals, and they decided we're going. Every single day that they were in their room before they hit their destination, they had to, whatever you do, spit in a tube or whatever it is, the staff and the people were tested before they could leave.
They spit.
I thought that's brilliant.
They spit in a cup.
Whatever
and,
it is.
Well, no, but you're right, though, and they tested them before they went off.
Yeah.
Your parents just went on a cruise down to Mexico, and they ended up taking half the crew off the
right.
ship because they were, they'd been exposed or they had COVID. People, we've reached the point. It's here. We can't keep being so terrified by it. You know, if you don't choose not to get a vaccine, that's, you know what? God bless you. You know, that's what you, you know, if that's what you want. I mean, the fact is that Omicron may be the answer to the COVID and the antibodies and the herd immunity. If enough people get it, and many of them have had it, don't even know it. I mean, I've had a sinus condition for like a month now. You know, when we went through the symptoms, it's like the flu. Omicron symptoms are very much like the flu. You don't lose your sense of taste, your sense of smell. Can people die from it? You know what? I'm going to check this during the break. How many people have died from Omicron? I've only heard of one. You know, they get better quicker. They don't get as sick. So,
well,
but
anyway,
but the testing thing, we already talked about the testing thing. We should have testing kits available for people.
Okay, number two, filibuster. President Joe Biden is calling on the U.S. to change filibuster rules. Are you ready for that? After saying he's tired of being quiet on voting rights.
Well, let me tell you, Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, who gave speeches against changing the filibuster, Chuck Schumer, the head of the Democratic Party, the Senate, gave speeches and others, numerous speeches about not doing away with the filibuster. And if you do away with the filibuster, it's going to be a disaster. And I'll tell you why. It's because then the majority, by one, can change everything. And here's why it can be a disaster. If you remember, when they changed the way they did judges, then so the Democrats could push through some judges, the Republicans took over, and it cost the Democrats a Supreme Court justice, and they put three justices on during Trump that if they had not changed the rules, probably wouldn't have happened. So if they do this, if they do it now so they can change this, in 2022, by all things you read, it says the Republicans are just going to whomp their butts and come back in and sweep into the House and the Senate. And if that happens, and you've got them in control saying, oh, gosh, look, we've got 55 senators and we have 30 more congressmen than the Democrats have. They can pass anything with no filibuster. Is this what we want?
Changing the filibuster.
Don't think about it from the Democrats' point of view. Democrats need to think about it. What happens when the Republicans
get
in? Well,
changing the filibuster rules in the Senate, which requires 60 votes to end debate, was a major focus of Biden's address in the rules. If the rules are not changed, the voting rights bills he wants passed have no clear path forward, period. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, this is just coupling or doubling what you said, has set a January 17th deadline for the Senate to vote on rules change if Republicans continue to block actions preventing forward progress. We're going to take an early break. We have about a minute left, but we're going to come back with the top five things you need to know today here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Carl and Linda. Your Talk Radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friend Jeff Wurst, owner, veteran-owned business. He works by himself in a wonderful place down at 273. It's called Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. So right now, if you're going into the heat, you're going in the cold, you're putting air conditioning on, whatever you're doing in order to stay, you know, with the one thing you can control, and that's the temperature in your car. If you have a chip or a crack and it's increasing and you need to get it fixed, go to Jeff at Crackmaster, located on South Market Street. Give him a call.
3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. It's a veteran-owned business. And Jeff, I know you're listening. We missed your birthday, buddy.
Oh.
It was January 1st, but we were out of town and without,
our anniversary.
We were up in the mountains, didn't have, any type of, connection up there, and your birthday snuck by. But buddy, happy birthday. Happy birthday. You are a great person. We'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is having a grand opening at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, January 22nd. They feature new and existing vendors along with collectible glassware, jewelry, sports memorabilia, Tiffany lamps, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, and much, much more. It's Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage grand opening with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273, Anderson.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students, get your first 2 years tuition-free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
All right, you are, so you're plugged in, baby. That's Jared. I said, play some stuff, play World, play just, I love this kind of stuff.
Oh. Welcome back to Keep Our Radio here in the studios at KCNR. Experimental music.
No, the other day I was running around doing errands, and I turned on a station, and I thought, I'm going to listen to this, and it was salsa, Spanish, Portuguese, whatever it was, but it was wonderful. And I just thought, I'm just going to listen to this back and forth, running errands. It was great.
This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Hubert, Estate Granite, is a true master at his work. You get a free, give him a call at 241-STONE for a free consultation. You can sit and talk with him about this is way. You want your new kitchen to look like, or your bathroom, or your business. He has the ability to imagine. He's kind of like an Imagineer at Disney. He can put the ideas together, then he can make it look great. That's Estate Granite right here in town. Learn more at estategranite.com or give him a call at 241-STONE. It's a veteran-owned business and good people there. Hey, a big shout-out to Jackie Scarry, who is Miss Rodeo California 2022, and she is our Miss Reading Rodeo.
Good for her.
That's big. I mean, that really is big. And she's going to out-of-state rodeos where the other queens come in.
I don't think people, or I would say, okay.
I mean,
let me say this.
She's got a job.
In a way that's politically correct. When the work and what Miss anything rodeo goes through is not a beauty just about looks. It is horsemanship. It is community. There's so many things that they need to do with, stock and, the list goes on. We need to interview her so that we can find out just what she went through in order to get to this location. Do we have a call? Nick, welcome to the show. Good morning.
You know, speaking of off the wall music, I really like, am I still on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, good. I like the Native American drum music.
Oh,
I
like
to hear that.
And that's flute. Really and flute. That's good. I like that. Randy,
McGinnis
is just, I mean, he is world renowned. He lives right here in Redding. He and Dr. Patty Bay.
Well, Nick, that, we changed computers once we, tried to upgrade here at the station, and we have and we continue to do so. Somewhere in the changing of the computers, I had so many files of music that I collected that I brought in during the Bob Belongi days, and somehow that got wiped out. I was thinking about it the other day. As I go through my office, I'm going to have to start pulling these old CDs again where I have certain things that I think are great music for intros and outros. But that's a huge job. But no, I thank you for that. I do appreciate that. And Jared's going to be looking right now because it's just something that's cultural and wonderful, and I love world music, and thank you for the call.
Hey, well, I'm not done. The reason I called,
Nick is never done.
I wanted to talk about one of the replies Leonard Modi did. He did some sharp penciling, and I'm recalling, I'm talking about the strings attached to $34 million Asher Monday money. It was asked at the supervisors' meeting about the strings, and Matt Pontes answered, well, all the funds that come have strings attached. And that was the answer Leonard Modi gave Monday. The fact is that, yes, all money we get has strings attached. Compare it to a mortgage. When you sign a mortgage, you know you have to pay interest. You know you have to pay points. You know you have to have insurance on the property. Those are strings attached, and you know them up front. On this $34 million, we have 5 years that they can add strings. And, you know, that's sharp penciling, the answer they gave. They don't have a clue what strings are attached to this $34 million. And I dare say every money that they have gotten in the past, they have known up front what the requirements were going to be.
Well, this is going on. They still haven't accepted that money, have they?
Well, I'm anxious to find out when they're going to have it on the agenda so we can go and voice our opinions. And I'm real curious how the vote's going to be.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. It should be in the next couple of weeks, I would imagine. We'll find out.
You know, people need to be aware of the sharp pencil answers that we get from our politicians, because we get a lot of them.
Okay,
so have
Nick.
A great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Bye. Hey, can I just bounce off of that? But you go ahead.
Well, if it's got to do with that, go on. But if
I have something. No, I do. I want to talk about what happens when you have strings attached in a particular incident. And I encourage those of you who are Cascade fans, and I need to talk about this because it was disturbing for me. You know, we've coupled with the Cascade Theater for years. And when you have any kind of money that comes in from the state or from a grant that happens to be from the state, you must follow the guidelines if you're going to take that money. And the Cascade Theater, and I am talking to you about the fact that if you've loved to go see shows there, I was there when I first moved to Reading as they were refurbishing, bringing the Cascade back to life, up on the planks to look as they uncovered the wonderful murals. And I love the Cascade Theater. I've sung for the Cascade Theater to raise money. So I feel like I'm part of the chandelier, a part of the walls, a part of the money. And they were following some kind of mandate at that particular moment when they said you must show proof of vaccination. Now it's a common app. Now it's a common thing. But at that point, so we reached out to, I'm going to say Michelle Irvine. She is the person in charge of coming in and running the Cascade Theater. People were so mean and death threats and like annihilation. That kind of feeling. And Michelle's a very tender soul. She is manages and runs the Cascade, but I'm defending her and I am pleading our audience to write a letter of apology, a letter of encouragement, just some kind of, we appreciate you, we didn't know what, you know, whatever that is. And Nick, I think that you love the Cascade. You love the music that's there. I'm not saying you did this. I don't know who did this.
No.
But Nick, I'm just reaching out to, like Nick just called. And that's something that is a positive, like, can we flip this? Because we're all in it together. We have no idea who's canceling, who can't make it, what's not being shipped. How can we? They have, like we do, they have a huge old school air conditioning on the heater on top of their building. That has to run in order for them to stay open. So they do need state funds. They've got private funds. They have state funds. Anyway, I'm just coming to her defense because she is not alone, and there's several organizations, several businesses, but especially if you're getting grants and state money. So I encourage you, especially with the Cascade Theater, to see what you can do in an act of kindness towards them.
Well, and their way of getting around this to let people see shows like the Punch Brothers, who are coming this Friday, and in their contract they say people have to either have a vaccination test or show proof of that they don't have COVID. The Cascade Theater has set up a pre-testing time for people who want to go see the Punch Brothers can come in there for free. Just go online to the Cascade Theater, sign up, go in there, and you can get a free instant test to show that you do not have COVID, and walk in and enjoy the show.
You have to pay for the tickets,
of course.
Yeah,
but the testing is free, which is what I said. The testing is free. You just sign up for it, come in, get your test, and just walk on in and see it. I call it I call it Swab and Show. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, where we go to buy jewelry. And many of our friends go there because they have a super selection at very fair prices. And good people, locally owned, locally operated, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi. My name is Woody Clendenin, and I'm a small business owner in Shasta County. I, like you, have watched as Modi has gone along with Governor Newsom's draconian mandates on our businesses and schools. He is supported by known socialists and BLM activists, and he doesn't make decisions with the interests of the people in mind. And it's time we elect someone who does. Vote yes to recall Leonard the Rhino Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy and me on the last Thursday of each month for North State Now as we discuss things that men talk about. If you've ever wanted to hear what men talk about when they're all together, tune in at 6 p.m. the last Thursday of each month and hear politics, hunting, the bourbon of the month, and much more. All of this on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to KCNR, and we're doing world music today because we're going around the world talking about some of the things that are happening, the five things you need to know. Thanks, Jared. All right, so Carl, number three, do you want to do your read?
This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 44 different locations. However, they offer a very, very professional, a very all-encompassing classes on concealed carry, and not only concealed carry, but advanced pistol where you learn to present the pistol, shoot, move, shoot from behind cover. The things that would come up in a real life situation, they teach the rifle, they teach the tactical rifle, shotgun, home defense. All of these come under Northern Firearms Instruction. You can give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check out usgunpro.com.
All right, so also in the news today on a world level, under the debacle of the current administration, we know that what happened in Afghanistan left Americans behind. So there are still 80 Americans that, according to this article, evacuation flights out of Afghanistan have been grounded by the Taliban, but the U.S. is providing $308 million in humanitarian aid and additional COVID-19 vaccine doses to Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover. What's your take on that?
Well, the Taliban were not going to let anybody fly out unless they could put their own people on the flights. And so Biden grounded the flights. I thought that was a good deal. Unfortunately, we still have many, many Americans left. We have no idea how many Americans we have left over in Afghanistan. The whole
to me, that's a tragedy.
Oh, it's a debacle. It's just a debacle on how whoever tried to figure this out. And it goes, and Biden has to give his final approval on it, but Biden's not a military guy. So it goes back to his military about, let's just close everything down and bring everybody into Kabul. I mean, everybody knows what a disaster that is. sending over COVID vaccine to them, I have no problem with that. I'm sure the Taliban are first in line to get their shots.
All right. Federal judges rejected Meta's request to dismiss an antitrust complaint from the FTC, allowing antitrust officials to continue their case to break up the social media giant, according to Facebook, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp.
So they're looking at breaking it up. And, again, you've got a monopoly. And you can say, oh, it's not a monopoly, but it is a monopoly. If you look at it in real world, the Europeans have been charging Facebook, been fining Facebook millions and millions and millions of dollars over the years for what they do and the privacy concerns and everything. So they're saying, yeah, we want to look at this about breaking this up. And the
All
Supreme
right.
Court just said, okay, keep going.
And finally, Russia, the U.S. NATO allies and Russia are expected to meet today to hold high stakes talks about Russian military buildup along the Ukrainian border. Oh my God! Somebody we know, her son is living in a cat's what's it called? A cat's a can. And let's say so. At the second meeting meant to defuse a growing threat posed by Russia and its neighbor Moscow has amassed thousands of troops along the border of Ukraine, spurring fears of an invasion.
They want NATO to stop getting closer to motherland. Former Soviet countries, former Soviet parts that they had taken after World War II have been released. Some of them want to join NATO. Russia's saying no. Ukraine has always been a thorn in Russia's side. And you remember they went into the Crimea. So they, this is a real threat. And it'll be interesting to see what Biden and the rest of the world do on this. When Trump was president, they did not do those kind of things. And Trump was supposedly a sycophant of Putin. So let's see what President Biden does in this big test.
All right, we're going to talk numbers in a second, but before we go to your numbers, 3,451 feet, that's the width of an asteroid expected to fly by Earth next week. Now, I'm wondering when that's in space. On January 18th, the kilometer-wide asteroid known as long term, will pass within 1.2 million miles of our planet, moving at a speed of more than 47,000 miles per hour. Scientists are confident the asteroid will not hit Earth, but the closest it will come for the next two centuries. you talk about numbers. That's kind of significant what happens in our planetary alignment. Like, I wonder, you know, is there a ripple effect? Will we have during those days? Will we have more, you know, earthquakes or, you know, kind of unsettledness? Just even though, because it's kind of like when you think about the energy of what happens with the alignment, when we have our astrologists on and we talk about the planets, where they move, it does affect Earth.
Well,
the universe in what it's going on in the universe does affect Earth.
Okay.
We don't stand alone like we're almighty.
Do you believe in alien cultures?
I believe that there's other things out there. I think we're fools to think we're the one and only. Anyway, what do you have off of? You've got some really...
Oh, I just wondered.
Speaking of... Of okay. Different mindsets and wonderful.
Ted Leidy and I have a new show debuting on the last Thursday of the month. On this show, we're going to, it's going to be us
at 6 p.m.
He and I at 6 p.m. on the last Thursday of the month. But we were having problems coming up with names. So we, kind of tongue in cheek, we put it out to on Facebook saying is that we needed some ideas and some names. Well, 3,500 hits, 380 names came back to us. So we've sat down twice and tried to, you know, and we finally got it down to five names. Not that we didn't love a lot of them. My favorite, Dos Cojones, did not make it in the top five, nor did Testosterone.
But that could be test. That could be. This is your top Testosterone moment, and that could be Dos Cojones' choice of tequila of the month,
well,
or choice
it
of bourbon. So you can bring those inside the show.
We can bring them back. We can bring them back. The Testosterone minute. That's not a bad idea. But we went through hundreds of names, and like I said, many were great. We had to get it down to five. So here are the final five, and in no particular order, and people are now voting on that. First one is Man Up.
That was one of my choices.
Open Range. I like that one, Open Range. There's no wires around you. You are free to go from one spot to another. All In.
I like that one, too.
On Point.
Love that.
And No Surrender with Ted and Carl. So, the voting, I haven't even started to calculate it,
yeah.
But it'll be in a while because there's, you know, there's still comments coming in. But I think, I'm just thinking, is Open Range and On Point are kind of in the lead. Though I've had two votes for Dos Cojones. But those were right.
That should put it inside.
Pat Karch liked the On Point, and then he can draw a cartoon depicting us as little ballerinas in tutus on point. That's not going to work. Yeah, two or four, four, two, one, liking number two. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them in here.
And by the way, can we do a shout-out to Nigel Skeet? Because when we posted that picture on Facebook of Carl and I and our horse, Odina, Nigel took that. And he is such a pro. He's got a show on here. You hear that British accent. This guy.
He's on Wednesday nights. In fact, he's on tonight.
This guy's been around the world. He has made Reading his home. He is the best photographer. And we are very blessed to have him in our community. So anyway, when it comes to looking at the Enjoy ad and, you know, Women of Vision were here for a year. They brought great, content to the show, and they decided after a year, you know what, that was great. Thank you for that. We're moving on. I think they're going to do a podcast from their home or something, which is great. But that left that space open where Carl and Ted just said, boop, we're doing it. Because I want to continue on with the North State Now Thursday night theme, kind of like, you know, what I do, what Michelle Slade does, what Enjoy does. And then it was a perfect opening for you and Ted. So not this month, but next month, Nigel's going to come and take a picture of you guys, and we'll put that in the ad. For the North State Now magazine. It's in, and you'll probably from there grow, your own thing because it feels really good. And I like Man Up because I think you and Ted
may not win.
Live with it. I don't care, but I mean, I like that. And, I think you guys, really have worked hard to, live your life, especially currently, with integrity. And that is all you can teach those around you by example, is a living with integrity. Honesty, hard work, look you in the eye, shake your hand, mean what you say. That's honor.
Well, thank you. And now we have to take a break for the news. When we come back, we'll have Jake Mangus from the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. 2021 came to a close with a surge of inflation, the likes of which we haven't seen since 1982. Consumer prices soared 7% last month over 1 year earlier. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell assuring Congress the central bank stands ready to act.
If we have to raise interest rates more over time, we will.
And you are paying more at the supermarket. That's if you can even find what you're looking for.
Having trouble finding your favorite crackers or lunch meat? It's not just you. Shortages are happening nationwide at U.S. grocery stores as the Omicron surge and severe weather add to pandemic labor and supply chain issues. The Consumer Brands Association says the percentage of items out of stock has climbed from the usual 5 to 10% to 15%. Weather-related events, from snowstorms to wildfires, have also hit shipping and product availability. I'm Jennifer King.
In his decades in the U.S. Senate, Joe Biden was well acquainted with the filibuster, having used it more than once. Now, as president, he calls for doing away with it. But Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell argues a touch a move would harm the world's most deliberative body.
Some of the Senate's own members want to permanently damage this institution from within. They want to shatter its central feature.
He went to a garden party, and for that, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is apologizing. Problem is, it was right in the middle of a coronavirus lockdown in May of 2020.
His defense is he thought that it was a work event, that you have lots of meetings in the garden of Downing Street. Will the public buy that? Will Conservative MPs buy it? I don't know.
That's the BBC's Rob Watson in London. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks higher at the moment. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 58 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is ahead 26 points, and the S&P trading 13 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dynavite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dynavite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dynavite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dynavite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dynovite.com.
A Chinese woman is talking about an unexpectedly long blind date. Seems that she was trapped in her prospective partner's home for days because of a COVID lockdown.
The woman returned to Zhengzhou to go on a series of blind dates arranged by her family. For the fifth one, she went to the man's home because he wanted to cook for her. While there, the area was suddenly locked down, as many places have been in China. The woman couldn't leave. She then started posting video clips online of their daily routine together and has gained millions of fans. It doesn't seem love has blossomed. While she praised the man's ability at household chores, she also complained that he wasn't very talkative.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. Kazakh authorities report the detention of more than 1,600 people in the past 24 hours for their alleged participation in violent unrest that rocked the former Soviet Republic last week. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Medicare imposing limits on coverage of a pricey and controversial new Alzheimer's drug.
Drug maker Biogen says it disagrees with Medicare's decision to limit coverage of their new Alzheimer's drug, Aduhelm. The treatment is delivered by IV and costs $28,000 a year. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says that for Medicare to pay, patients taking the drug will have to be part of clinical trials to assess the drug's safety and effectiveness in slowing the progression of early-stage dementia. The medicine has not been shown to reverse or significantly slow Alzheimer's, but the FDA approved it against the recommendation of outside advisors, saying that its ability to reduce clumps of plaque in the brain is likely to work. There will be a public comment period and further evaluation before the decision becomes final in mid-April. Jennifer King, Washington.
Top NATO and Russian officials have been meeting, still trying to bridge deep differences over the future of Ukraine amid a Russian troop buildup along the border with Ukraine. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
It
is the 12th of January, 2022, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Didn't I tell you?
And Linda's here with the weather, possibly.
Didn't I tell you that Jake was going to be sliding in here like a home run? He's going to come in there safe on home plate. 42 degrees in the downtown studios. Becoming sunny today with our high of 65 and overnight lows of 41. Tomorrow calls for Thursday sunny, high with 65, overnight lows of 44. And Friday calls for sunny with a high of 69. Saturday sunny with a high of 65. And Sunday sunny with a high of 63. Mostly clear skies throughout the week, so you'll see scattered clouds. But it's going to be a beautiful week. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, located in Anderson for all of your gas and propane needs. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Okay, we're here with Jake Mangus from the Chamber of Commerce. This port, you know, the Chamber of Commerce Hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the things they do is get involved in our community. It's more than just health care. They get involved in our community in a number of different ways. I believe Casey Fatch is on the board of directors over there.
He is.
And plus the fact that they support a lot of the nonprofits around here with donations and other things. So thank them for this hour. And good morning, Jake.
Jake's got some hairs cut.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Yeah. You know, it stops growing up here. So my wife is my barber now. I used to go to Man's Last Stronghold years ago, but now... Now, Janet's just trying to see what woman's last hold could be, and I think it's just, you know, I would look like a monk, I think, if I grew it out, so. We're just zipping it.
I like your new look. You've gone in 2022 with a whole new, like, look.
Yeah, it would be Friar Tuck. Thank you very much, Linda. I appreciate that.
Okay, you hand us this, a little handout here, a little piece of paper.
Yes.
You want to start with that and then work our way around?
Absolutely. So, okay. 2022, we have a new year. We've hit the ground running, that's for sure. A lot of things happening right now in the community. And one of the things that I've committed to and the Chamber is committed to going forward is that, we are a trusted source of information for the business community. And our approach to the election process we guarantee that it will be led with credibility, integrity, transparency, and the voice of our membership. We say, and you, the voice of our members. So we call it our city plan. One of the things that we have heard for a long time is, you know, why doesn't the chamber do more work in, you know, encouraging people to run for local office and giving them more of an educational background as to what it takes. What if you're thinking about it, If you're thinking about running, if you are thinking about being on a campaign team, this Reading Chamber Candidates Academy is for you. It's Saturday, January 22nd. It's at our conference room on Butte Street from 9 to 4. It's a full day. We've got catering from Odell's Craft Barbecue right here in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, next door. You know, love them.
Jason is really a cool guy.
Oh, man, he is, and we are excited to see that story continue to unfold. But really, it's the everything from knowing your why are you running, what's your platform, how do you develop your platform? Well, by knowing the issues. So how do you know what the issues are? You connect with people in the community, certainly your friends and neighbors and so on, but also other elected officials, the city manager at the city of Reading, perhaps, if you're thinking of city council, or Matt Pontus, the county chief administrator, if you're interested in health and human services, if you want to work on the way that the educational system is in this community, you might want to consider being on a school board. So all of these kinds of things, getting involved. I think people obviously are frustrated right now, and one of the best things that you can do is turn that frustration into something positive, and that would be service to your community. So this could be a way of giving you that push, or at least that information, to make a fully discerned decision. I mean, it's the nuts and bolts of running a campaign. And then how do you get a message out there? So there's traditional media like radio and social media. And so that's kind of a nice combination. I know that a lot of outlets now approach it in a more holistic way, that it's, yeah, we want you to buy an ad schedule on our radio station. We also want you to know about the other ways that we can get your information out to the audience today. And then finally, third-party advocates. We call it endorsements, certainly, and that would be, having a panel of people, whether it's the local Native American tribes or unions, and others that have traditionally been involved in endorsements. What do they look for in a candidate, and how do you garner that investment, that endorsement, that third-party advocate that helps to propel your message and hopefully give your platform, your campaign, more credibility in the community. So all of that to say that we want people to feel empowered to make a fully discerned decision to consider whether or not to run for local office. And the chamber has followed a model that is within the industry in many different chambers of commerce that do these Chamber Candidates Academies. This is not a prerequisite for an endorsement of the Chamber of Commerce. You don't have to be a member of the Chamber to participate. It's a nonpartisan effort, so that will not be a question. What's your party affiliation will not be a question on the application. There's a cost. It's $200 for the day. We believe that we're bringing something of value to the participants. And if that price is an issue, by all means, reach out to us and let us know. And we're about making it happen as well. We've had, I think, 5 people sign up so far, and that's really great. This is a first year thing, so we want to get it launched.
Whose brainchild was this?
Well, I guess you could say that it was my brainchild, brought from. I'm on a regional board within the chamber world. And so I get to visit with these people from all around the West that represent chambers and communities. And this came up at one of our board meetings, was the idea of, okay, so do you have a political action committee? Do you endorse candidates? Do you have a candidate development program? Well, the first two I could answer pretty easily from our history. But the third one, do we have a candidates development program? It was a no. So I was interested in it. So
I think it's a great idea because it's what's going to happen is I think anybody's super interested. It's like taking a class and being concise with your actions. Like you can be all over the map and throw out there and spit on everything. You know what I
true,
mean?
True, yep, yep.
With your, if you're angry at something. But what that doesn't do, it's not directional. And this is going to help hone if somebody's truly interested in throwing their hat in the ring, this will be educational. It's not necessarily from our people telling you how to be, but it's giving you an educational overlook on what you can do in order to make a positive impact. Yep. And what's your message? What's your mission statement? How are you doing it? Who are you doing it with?
Correct.
All of those things we don't think about, like a business plan.
Yep. You're right. That's exactly right. And assembling that team. And one of the important notes is that the Chamber's board is meeting next week, and it has a very important decision to make regarding the organization's approach to elections, not just this year, but going forward. So
well,
I'll be sure to.
I want to talk to you about that after the break here, about endorsements and all of these. But we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. There is so many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing right. In the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, an A rating they just received from Leapfrog Organization that rates hospitals all over the country on their safety, cleanliness, preventative care, all of these. And they got an A rating. You might want to check the other hospitals in the area because their ratings were quite a bit lower. One getting a D rating. So it's one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This is just a number of things are happening at Shasta Regional Medical Center to take care of our community. Healing starts here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus and the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Last month, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors had the opportunity to not renew the contract for the Dominion voting machines. This was a lease agreement valued at over $2 million. Supervisor Modi voted to renew the lease agreement and continue using Dominion machines. Now we find out that a representative from Dominion Voting, Inc. has donated money directly to Modi's campaign account. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading.
with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Okay, wait, let's listen to this.
Sounds like Fleetwood Mac or something.
I'm not really sure if that's like a made-up language.
I think it is Fleetwood Mac, but he's playing it backwards.
Oh, no, I think what's happening there is that's total gypsy music, man.
Yeah, because the second thought I had was, which album of yours did that come off of, Linda?
It's gypsy music.
It's from Ukraine.
All right. Oh, okay. Cool.
Well,
love
the Ukraine's got a bunch of Russians right on the border.
Yeah.
Better enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, you better sing.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil is
You better sing, girl.
Has been a...
Man, she can blow. I'm telling you, dog. Okay.
Sorry. SST Oil. Also... You know, let's talk about SST Oil.
Has been with us since 1967. They are a very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Thank you very much for both of you moving my cheese all at the same time. they've been with us since 1957. They are a very, very solid company. They deliver fuel throughout the western United States. They are on the front lines with our firefighters. It's an employee-owned company. The CEO came up from the ranks there, so there's nothing that he doesn't know or the chief operating officer, Dana, doesn't know about how this company should run and why it has been such a success. They handle the sales for the Toyo heater and Toyo water heater, which warms your house. Make sure you have hot water all the time. They are constantly looking for good employees. They always are on, I shouldn't say constantly, but they are always on the outlook for a good employee. They take care of their employees. They take care of their retirements. They make sure that they are treated like a member of their family. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. We're here with Jake Mangus, who is the CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about their candidates academy for people wanting to run for office. And this is a good idea, frankly. You know, why? Know your why and know the issues, the nuts and bolts. And that's the important part, the nuts and bolts of running a campaign. What kind of committees do you need? You need, for sure, you need a financial guy or girl.
Yeah.
Because there's so many rules about that. Utilizing traditional media and social media, developing and disseminating your messaging strategy, and then endorsements, which leads to the other thing that we were talking about is the chamber is going to meet and discuss whether you all are going to endorse from now on.
Yeah, that's right. We have our monthly board meeting next week, and that's going to be one of the topics that we're going to be discussing. It's going to be the approach to political action going forward as an organization. So next month when I come on, I'll be excited to share, you know, the results of that. And also, you know, at this point, I know what we will definitely be doing, and we're going to be sending out a survey to our membership in the near future that asks the members to tell us what your greatest challenges are right now, what you think the priorities should be for the local elected officials and candidates. If you could ask them a question, What would it be? And then we're going to take all that data and we're going to actually develop our forum questions when we do our candidates forums later this year. They're going to come from our members. And then we're going to invite everyone to come listen and see for themselves what the candidates say and how they respond to those questions of greatest importance to our members. And what I anticipate following that is a follow-up survey to the membership with a link to hopefully the KCNR podcast version of the candidates forum, because we're looking forward to partnering with you guys on that. And probably a link to the Facebook Live feed as well, so they can watch it if they didn't attend in person. And then we're going to ask them, how do you think they did on those issues that are so important to you? And they're going to score those candidates. And what we're going to do as an organization is we're going to release the results of that scoring. So what it'll be is it'll be an objective look at and a snapshot of what those members of the chamber that get involved and take the survey, what they respond, how they respond. That's going to be hopefully food for thought for the voters. And it's our commitment to make sure that our business members understand where the candidates stand on business issues of greatest importance to them. And to me, that is probably the most important role that we can play during an election, is to make sure that the information is out there and that we're attuned to what our members are saying is most important to them. So we're promising that.
Well, that to me makes sense that, you know, we're a business community. That's what the Chamber of Commerce is.
There was a final thing too, actually. Is that, we're also, and I'm holding myself to this now because I'm going public with it, is that for the first time we're going to be issuing a voter guide. So that means, it's going to be another, instead of a booklet format, which sometimes you'll see, produced, this one's going to be a digital version. And I anticipate the way it works is our government affairs committee, if you will look at the different races. So certainly city council and supervisor. Will we also engage in district attorney and sheriff? Possibly. Will we get involved in assembly, senate, Congress? Maybe. But what we'll do is we'll select the races of importance, and we're going to make sure that we interview each of the candidates vying for those seats. And we're going to link the audio recording of their answers to those questions along with this digital voter guide. So, again, it's just going to be an informative piece so that business members of the chamber will be able to take time, listen to it, and get a sense for where these people stand. The thing that I think about trust is that if somebody's running for president of the United States, they might fly through Reading, and we might be as fortunate as we were last time, where we had representatives of, well, you know, the time before when we had Bill Clinton in town and Donald Trump that stopped in Reading, right? Of course, Bill representing Hillary at the time. But do you really get a chance to sit down with them and find out where they stand on things that are important to you? Probably not. But on the local level, you can reach out to these candidates and even ask them, would you meet me at Corbett's for a cup of coffee or whatever? And they'd probably say yes. So you'd get a better idea as to who they are and where they stand on things of greatest importance to you. So I think it's exciting and important for the chamber to be able to present opportunities like that for its members to connect with those candidates.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Let's go to the phones.
Amazing.
Richard, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I have a couple questions for Jake. Maybe he can help do some research. But where can a member of the public find the total number of businesses within Shasta County, maybe by year, or, you know, I'm talking open operating businesses. I'd like to do some historical research on that. Where can I find that?
So one of the – thanks for that question, Richard. The City of Reading, if you go on the City of Reading website and you click on the there's a link within the city clerk's office, and it's for business licenses. They have the list of all current active business licensees in the City of Reading. So that's a great place to start. Then at the County of Shasta through the Resource Management Department, there's a way that you can get a list of all the fictitious business statements. And that is a good place to at least get some sort of a baseline for the county, as well. You can do the same for the cities of Anderson and the city of Shasta Lake in terms of finding their business license holders. Not every business that's active is has a business license, but it gives you a good idea of it. And we always say the Chamber of Commerce within the city of Reading, we represent 10 to 15% of all businesses, business license holders. And that seems to be about average for the industry. And I always wonder, why is that? And my best answer so far is that businesses that are part of a chamber tend to be the heartbeat of the business community. They see the bigger picture, and they want to get involved. And it, beyond making their business viable, they also want to take part in the greater community. And I think that's why you don't see everyone join a chamber. But our hope is that going forward, we'll give more people reason to be a part of our organization.
Hey, Richard, did that answer the question?
He took the answer off air.
Well, you know what? I did that. I did the I went to the business licensing part of the city, and they sent me a list that is it's pages.
Yep.
And I who's paid? I mean, not who's paid, but who has an active license?
Yes.
I was amazed at how many there are there.
You're right.
How many members in the chamber?
The chamber has roughly 900 members in our chamber currently.
And that's only 15% of
it is. When you look at it, we have thousands and thousands of business licenses.
It's amazing how many business licenses are out. Now, some of these operate out of their house.
Yep.
A lot of them don't have a storefront.
But some of them could be like a quadplex too, these types of things too. But
yeah. So it was amazing how many, when she sent it to me. She says, is there a specific one? And I think I was looking for us, but just to see. But, yeah, there's a lot of businesses here.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where you used to hang out, to get your manly cut.
I did. I'd go in there. You couldn't get I don't think you could get an appointment, but you'd sit there and
in those days. Now
the
guys
talk and stuff. But.
Yeah, now they work by appointment.
Good. See, that's great.
Give them a call at 244-9478. Walk in, get your haircut, walk out. I'm going in there.
I think Tim tomorrow. Was my guy. Tim was my guy.
Well, Tim or Logan, either one. I switch back and forth. I alternate because they're both great guys. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold.
Do they still have the military channel on in there or the history channel?
Yeah, everything but Dr. Phil.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. We don't need any of that. Get out of my head, man.
8:31 in the morning, 39 degrees. We'll be right back.
But I'm scared of living too fast, too slow. Regret, remorse, hold on. No, no, I gotta go.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Do you have a friend that won't shut up about crypto? Are you interested but don't know where to go? What is Web3? How does it affect me? Who benefits from DeFi? Is one crypto best? Why? There's so much to know. Get answers with Tokens Radio Show. Connect with us on Telegram at t.me/tokensradioshow or tokensradioshow.com.
Sunday afternoons from 2 to 3.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530 833-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk
good
radio.
Good music.
With Carl and the Bot. We're on from 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Locally owned station. I think we're the last one standing. Locally owned, locally managed station. We so much appreciate you all and all of our sponsors. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Hey, they've got new hours now. Their hours are Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Last background check will be at 3:30. This is our place where we buy our firearms at. They have a great selection of firearms, great customer service. John Bastiani is a gunsmith whose fingers turn into little wrenches and screwdrivers when he reaches inside that gun. Does great work. Veterans get discounts. I can't say enough for Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, been there for 12 years. That's Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Okay, we're here with Jake Mangus, who is CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We've talked a lot about their Chamber Academy that's going to start in January 22nd. For any candidates, because candidates are running right now, of course, for the recall election, so it's a little bit late for them.
Yeah,
but
it, maybe not. I mean, because what we've heard I did sit down with a couple of the, let's see, Kevin Cry is he's not seeking the recall election, but he has launched his campaign. At least he's got a page out on social media for District 1 supervisor.
Okay.
We've heard of others rumored to be running in that district.
Oh, let's
as
just
well.
Throw it out there. It's the worst kept secret in Reading, Aaron Reznor.
Well, that's the same rumor that I've heard. So
In fact, we got to get Aaron on and talk a little bit about Chamber of Commerce. You know, Chamber of Commerce, with 900, you got like 900 businesses.
Yep.
And that's 10 to 15%.
Sure.
It appears that our Chamber of Commerce is different than the National Chamber of Commerce in many, many ways. The National Chamber of Commerce is lining up for all types of weird things, and enough so that one of the heads of the Republican Party said the Chamber of Commerce is not a Republican Party organization anymore. Where it used to be, you know, you'd be with business because Republicans, you know, business, blah, blah, blah. But things have changed dramatically.
I also wonder.
What do you say to that when you hear these things?
I can say that we are a part of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We're a member of the U.S. Chamber and also Cal Chamber. And when you get into these, particularly the hierarchy of the chamber, I think you said the term move. You guys moved my cheese all over the place earlier when we were distracting you. I think that you got to. Sometimes these organizations tend to follow the cheese, and in the state of California as well as in our federal government, we've got Democratic leaders right now, Democrats that are leading, so I think that's why you're seeing the chambers chime in on infrastructure, and I'm getting out of my league here, that's for sure, but that could be part of it too, is you tend to think, well, all right, so let's see what can we do since we've got a Democrat in this leadership position, what can we do to advocate for our constituency, which would be business, try to get resources from this this particular, what do we call that, administration, there we go, to business. And so you gotta play the game, and I think that might be what they do.
Well,
okay. I mean, you don't want, and then, but, okay. That may not be a good answer. The other thing I would say is you don't want to compromise, who you are at your core, as an entity. And so that's for us something that we always have to be attuned to on the local level is who are we as the Reading Chamber of Commerce? We are a pro-business organization. We know that we are about moving the community forward, and how do we do that? We know that the business community is foundational to that. So I think that when we forget to ask our membership what they think, that's when we make a mistake. So sometimes, I mean, I haven't made every perfect decision throughout my time since 2016, and sometimes we even as a board will get out ahead of our members. And I think one thing we've got to make sure that we do going forward is that we start with what do our members think.
I think that's really great as we approach a new year. We're in the new year. And sometimes the mission statement changes or varies, not a whole lot, maybe a sentence, but just tweaking.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, when we look at local, let's say, community issues or politics, or take the temperature of the community, and you kind of see, are we a microcosm of what we see on the national level or the state level? And I think to some extent we are. I also know that just given what we've had to deal with as a people over the last couple of years with COVID-19 and the disruption and government trying to force you to do this or do that, we could buy in at the very beginning with the concept of the whole, we're going to take 2-3 weeks, whatever it was, and then we're going to get past this. But then as it's lingered and things are inconsistent in the messaging that you're hearing from people that you've elected or in positions.
The national authority.
You're supposed to. Yeah, exactly. So that leads to people doubting. And you kind of say enough is enough at some point, and we only have a certain capacity to deal with this disruption. And
we only have a certain capacity for BS.
Yeah.
And my BS meter is pegged.
Yeah.
And I think that's where many people have reached. Jake, I think you're absolutely right. So we've got to concentrate on things that we can affect.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
We can affect local stuff here. We're not going to ever affect what Biden says or does or doesn't do or, you know, any of these things. We can affect who is our representatives. We can affect a friendly business community allows us to build, as we have seen, just on this street and this block.
Yes.
A tremendous output of money, jobs, all of these things. We just had Shasta College on, and they're building their community center right here,
and
down the street.
I couldn't do what I do without a loving, supportive wife, and I'm not just saying that because she texted me and said that she's listening. I would have said that no matter what, as I do every month, right? So
as you do every month,
yes. So, but a little micro example of chamber and local influence for a member. This was really great. I won't disclose the particular member, but I'll say there's a downtown business and property owner who came to me saying, "I just got this letter from the state water quality, regional water quality control board or whatever, right? There are a lot of words in that that I don't like. But anyway, but the, it said there was some work that was being done in downtown Reading by an engineering company. And when they were underground, they discovered a 1400 gallon fuel tank from who knows when.
Oh my God.
Well, they thought that it was not, they thought it was public property, so the city of Reading was alerted to it. The city of Reading looked at the parcel map and said, wow, you know what? That's not our property. That's not our problem. So the private, property owner is stuck with this. So I'm thinking, okay, what do we do? So I reached out to Bruce Ross with the Dollies with Brian Dolly, I should say specifically, and he got back to me right away. He said, I not only, empathize with this issue, but I know the person that reached out to you from the water board, and I talked to her. So he says, this is what you can do. There is a fund set up through the state of California that pays, that reimburses private property owners for the testing and removal of any, toxic, soil or this. It's called, it's literally called like the Underground Fuel Storage Tank Fund.
Okay, so, let me tell you something, and the reason I'm saying that is because when we bought our home, there were two.
Oh, my goodness.
And it cost the homeowners. Now, I don't know if this is something, this has been like 15 years ago, 16 years ago. Is this something that's happened recently for this very reason? Because there was a time and a generation that buried their fuel tanks.
Yep.
Our home is probably 40 years, 50 years old.
Sure.
So it cost the homeowners prior to us closing, I think $10,000. They had to have the soil samples tested. As long as it was hot, not going to close.
Mm-hmm.
And this very thing happened. So I think your information that you're getting out not only is about private property and public property, people are experiencing this, excuse me, all over the North State.
And the bottom line on it, though, is there is a fund. So when they pay, do they get the money up front or do they have to be reimbursed?
I believe it's a reimbursement process. What I appreciated was the quick action and the fact that we're able to come up with a solution for this chamber member within 72 hours of the request. And he's got a way forward now, and it's not going to affect him long term in his business. Also, oh my gosh, things are getting really serious now. Father Ryan Maher is also listening right now from St. Joe's up the hill. Now, Father Maher,
you
guys would love him because he's not only a priest, but before that, he was active military. He served in the U.S. Army for many years, and he could tell you specifically more about that. The guy's a natural-born leader. He worked on a ranch in Wyoming. He was in the construction industry, and I think he's probably 42, 43 years old, something like that. So, he's good friends with our family, and it's fun to have someone, of your generation, right? So, Father Ryan Maher. So, he's from Grass Valley originally, and I want to just say that, you've got you're probably earning a new listener there for KCNR.
Father, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this is Liberty and Freedom Radio right here.
Oh, man.
Right here. 8:47 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break. It's 39 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Today, the 12th of January, 2022. We'll be right back.
Like a sound you hear that lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sundown.
Supervisor Modi claims he protects your water rights, but on further investigation, we find Modi last year approved a water contract that scalped a small water district in the north part of Shasta County with a 250% increase over normal and in a state of emergency. The foundation that owned this water right now is linked to donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Celebrate with us all month long at Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $100,000 Wild Cherry Zoo Ball Swipe to Win. Win big cash prizes or $100,000. Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant Thursday at 7 p.m. Cheer for the colored balls to fill the Zoom zone and walk away a winner. But wait, there's more. All contestants will have a second opportunity to win a new Wild Cherry Dodge Challenger. See WinRiver.com for official rules and find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Vote yes, recall Modi. Recently, the Shasta County Planning Commission voted 5-0 to stop the Fountain Wind Project. But when it came before the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, only Modi voted to support the project, bowing down to a special interest group instead of listening to the people. The Intermountain communities would have been devastated. Now we learn the same special interest group is donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Vote yes and recall Leonard Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Bluegrass.
You said when you were in college, your roommate was a bluegrass fanatic.
He was, you know, and I mean, I'd wake up in the morning to bluegrass. I'd come back in the room and bluegrass. And I at first I hated it, and then I started kind of like listening to it.
Yeah,
and then
really,
I really hated it.
It's such a heart to bluegrass.
No, it is so American. It is so American, bluegrass music.
Well, it's
is.
Many things. It's also like when you watch, remember one of the series that we like to watch that was, they spoke, why can't I think of it, Deadwood. We watched Deadwood, and you had people traveling from all different parts of the world that would come out to find their gold and in America. And so there were many, like Shakespearean and languages, and I thought it really depicted. And so the music also comes from a mixture of what, Irish, a little jiggy, a lot of different things.
That's Irish.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here with Jake, Jake Mangus, excuse me.
You guys,
CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
We're moving the needle this morning. Bruce Ross just texted me and he goes, I decide to tune into local radio station and I get my ego stroked right away.
Hey Bruce.
I like
Bruce. If you want your ego stroked, every day we'll say something nice about you. We can talk about your soccer prowess and of course, right now you're exercising with your daughter and she wants to know why you make those strange sounds.
Yeah. Bruce in a wonderful
Russian
bow tie.
What the hell is a Russian twirl?
I think it's the only way he can balance his service on a school board locally. These days, which cannot be fun. That is no easy task.
What are we looking at? This is our last segment here, Jake. What are we looking at for this year? You know, we talked about the candidates and the candidate school, and we'll get more into that.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll talk about that during this, you know, to advertise it for this next
jump on
weeks.
ReadingChamber.com for more information.
But what do you see happening this year?
Well, I think that many of the macro look at the community are, it's positive. We've got, obviously we have the COVID variants and all that stuff that's kind of out of our control. But when you look at unemployment rate in our county, it's pretty darn close to pre-pandemic. I mean, we're under 5% unemployment. We're better than the state of California, as we have been every month consecutively since April of 2020. And I think that's probably because of a couple of things. One is construction in our community has been going gangbusters for years. All of the housing starts. Jeb Allen, of course, just sold Palomar to D.R. Horton. They continue to build out there at Chastina Ranch, as well as the Salt Creek. Stillwater has all but 30 acres spoken for of the 300-acre park. Do you imagine that we would ever say that? You know, a few years ago it was, let's sell it and cut our losses. Well, thankfully, they held on, and it's going to turn into that revenue generator, job creator. So jobs in and of themselves, I think, are out there, and we're only limited by our human capital. So,
and that seems to be a problem that people, we're still having a heck of a problem from the businesses I talk to.
There are only 3,700, according to the EDD, I looked at this yesterday, preliminary data for November of 2021 says that there were only 3,700 people that were actively seeking employment that would be considered unemployed in this county. In food and beverage, you know, in restaurants and so on, that hospitality industry and accommodations and, you know, what I'm talking about.
About the medical industry too, but people are just trying to find workers out there, and it's still tough.
It is very tough. So we look at economic development and, tourism efforts. So destination marketing services, those two coming together to form talent recruitment, because we're really selling quality of life here, and we're competing against communities across the country in that respect. I just got a mailer from Franklin, Tennessee, and it was all about quality of life.
I tell you what, Franklin, Tennessee.
Franklin, Tennessee is blown up.
It is a great place. It was when I lived there. I lived, you know, down the road from it, but.
So that's,
it's expanded probably 100 times since then.
That's where all the music moguls used to live.
Franklin, when you go down there, you could find a good piece of property at a decent price, but now that's exploded.
Yeah,
exploded.
We've got a, you know, I have a friend in this community who owns property in Franklin, Tennessee, and moved up from Southern California to Lakehead, actually, for the summer, and thought that would be all the time that she would spend here, and then it turns out she fell in love with Redding, and she said that she really likens Redding and Red Bluff remind her a lot of some of the places
Absolutely.
In Tennessee.
Oh, so it does.
She
it
sees
does.
A future there. I know the Silver Tsunami, the retirees that are going to be looking for a place to be in their sunset might look to Redding.
Why don't we have a because I started first. why don't we have like it used to be a Sun City and that thing failed years ago. This would be a great retirement community. We could, because of the sun that we have, the proximity to the ocean, the mountains, all the things.
Yep. I think that you're going to see that continue. It's limited by our speed to market and getting the housing inventory up. Because even though home prices are up, we're still one of those last bastions of affordability. If you want a place that has everything that Redding has, where you're going to have quality medical and you're going to have an airport that serves destinations outside of this community and everything, and you're close to the ocean, close enough to the ocean and to metro areas, but you have what you want here. I see between the EDC and the chamber, we are poised to support some continued growth. I'm curious to see what the census results show, because I really feel like we have grown population.
Moving here back in 2005, and had visited Redding since 1993, it was known as a big retirement area.
And you're right.
And then, of course, as we change now and we look at, like, let's begin from here out, things are changing. We've got a resurgence of youth and art in a cultural district and things that are drawing a multitude of different kinds of our community is looking different than it used to be. Yes, it is a good place to retire, and but I find that a lot of those people that did retire at that time have moved out of the California, or they've, you know, passed on or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're exploring in 2022 a new image for Reading.
That's correct. That's one of our three areas. It's supporting the recovery of business. The American Rescue Plan Act funds throughout all these municipalities and so on. We want to make sure business is supported. There's the approach to the elections in 2022, and then the final is the relaunch of Visit Reading. The new website is up and active, visitreading.com.org. You can probably go to either one, or you could go to readingsetgo.com or .org. And you're going to see that. And yes, the Sundial Bridge webcam page is set up there.
I love it.
Okay, we're out of time, but I want to ask you one more question.
Yes.
So keep it as short as you can. What's going on with the Civic and the rodeo grounds?
Well, I think that they're doing their due diligence.